Well, good morning. The Mitchell Curdles tennis program opens up their season on Friday in a triangular in Brandon Valley. The Colonels will take on Brandon Valley and Yankton in an early season preview of what Colonels head coach Patrick Moeller thinks could be the top two teams this season.
So we got everybody back. Yankton does as well. Sioux Falls Christian lost some of their players, quite a few of their players, actually. So, you know, going into this year, I really would put Yankton as the favorite, and I think we're right behind them.
However, the Colonels don't come into this season anywhere near full strength.
Nathan Larson has been hurt the basketball season, and he's not going to be able to play for this. So we're going to have some substitutions there at flight one doubles and flight one singles. But that gives some kids an opportunity to step up.
Moeller mentioned that Larson is getting closer to returning, and they're hoping that he could be back in that number one spot within the next couple of weeks. Moeller also mentioned that he's seen some of his athletes who worked very hard in the offseason to improve.
Tyler Lecker, Aiden Patrick, who both played flight two and flight three last year, they are considerably better than they were last year. They worked really hard. Jack Vermillion is another kid. He played flight five for us last year and is now playing flight four for us this year. Didn't play doubles last year. Is going to play flight three doubles for us this year.
The Colonels are in Brandon Valley on Friday for the triangular with a 1 p.m. start listed at the school activities calendar. A steal by Tylee Irwin and a game-clinching three-pointer by Lindsay Thunick sealed South Dakota State's 78-73 win in the third round of the Women's National Invitational Tournament on Sunday night. Junior Maya Sellin said it was a great moment.
Great moment. You know, the game was back and forth. You know, we were fighting till the end. And the way, you know, Frost was great all night, but the way it lit up for that shot was great. And it's just such a cool environment to be a part of. And, it was great.
Coach Aaron Johnston says they're very appreciative to still be playing basketball at the end of March.
We're really lucky to have these games and these chances to continue to be together as a team with our seniors, with everybody that's been a part of this journey this year. And so just internally with our group, a ton of just optimism, a ton of positivity, a ton of appreciation for our fans that have come out and really supported our team, but really been a big part of those victories here in Frost Arena. A ton of appreciation for our university and athletic department for putting these games on and making them possible for our team, but for our fans to come in and be such a huge part of it. It's just really, you know, a joy to be still going this time of year and with people you really care about and seeing them have some success on the court.
The Jacks face off against UCLA in the WNIT semifinals tonight, and that's a team that the Jacks beat 76-66 back on November 27th. Tip-off tonight for the game at Frost Arena is at 7 o'clock and has been reported as a sellout. Baseball last night against Mount Marty was postponed for Dakota Wesleyan, and they will be in Sioux Center on Saturday to take on Dort in a doubleheader, back at home at Cadwell Park against Briar Cliff on Sunday. And that's your first look at sports. I'm Sports Director Jake Hibbard.